Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do you do?
Adventure into the paranormal, into the beyond, as they
as
say.
As always.
Exactly. I'm a little worn out today. We spent an afternoon at King's Dominion, and
so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. I've got to keep my eye on my computer because Celestia will be joining us. A little bit later on in the program. She's getting off of work. So most of the time when I do the show, I'm walking around and, you know, I barely even look at my computer. So, well, you have a computer now, too. I can actually teach you how to use the studio.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can let guests on and we can try opening
up the
chat.
Oh, I feel so important. Ooh. Ah.
You can be the producer.
I don't know about all that. You're the producer.
Title. I know. You're the why is there an echo?
I don't know. Do you hear it now?
No. Yes. Yeah, I do.
Maybe. I guess.
Well, I mean, sometimes I do. I mean, I don't know. I did. When you asked me if I did, then I said no, then I heard myself, then I don't hear myself anymore. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here she is. All right. Now I can stop looking at my
Yay.
Computer. Now, the three amigos.
Hey.
We're back.
I was fashionably on time, at least. It wasn't too late.
Yeah. Yeah. I know how you like to make an entrance. Uh-huh.
Of course.
You make us wait on you. I know how it is. I know how you are, diva.
Like royalty.
We're reunited, and it feels so good.
And it feels
reunited.
So good.
We'll make this into a musical podcast.
Oh, my God.
You got
sing
all
everything.
That. I'll break glass.
Yeah, right? Right? I would break the whole system. Like, we would not have a show anymore. It would be gone.
I think we'd break Block Talk. It would be the first time Block Talk just kicks people off for singing. So, guys, what's going on? How's everyone doing tonight?
Well, I was doing better till I got home from King's Dominion and decided to start cleaning up. So now I'm not, like, I'm exhausted because you know how much I hate that. But I got a lot accomplished. Like, my room no longer looks like a man's den.
Yeah.
Well, it does kind of. There's still one deer head up. But it's because I need help getting it down. It's too heavy.
Coat rack.
No, I did.
I
left the
that.
Antlers. I moved the antlers to the other side, and I'm using it as a tail towel rack.
Well, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Make good use of them. How about
you,
Celestial? How are you doing?
Mine is being a little sweaty because I just got off work. I'm pretty good. I did the same thing today, this morning, and I still have a huge pile of clothes on the ground that I have to bag up and take to whatever donation place. So that was my morning.
Yeah, I find when I decide to do my spring cleaning, I end up getting rid of more than I need to because I'm really into it. You know, like, yeah, get over this shit. I'm going to start over. And then, like, a month later, I'm like, damn, I wish I still had that shirt. Fuck.
I realized that my wardrobe consists of nerd t-shirts, paranormal t-shirts, and tank tops. And
my God, I'm like talking to the same people here. You and Andrew are the same person.
Workout stuff.
Tell her what my wardrobe consists of.
Well, yeah, I was helping Angie do her laundry because her washing machine is broken. I must have folded 20 superhero shirts. And then all her socks are either Star Wars or superhero socks. I haven't paid attention to her underwear. I kind of threw that into the basket. But, yeah, she's
definitely...
But don't
worry, that's superhero as well.
Into superheroes, for sure.
But, like, I was going through it all, and, like, I got rid of everything that was pretty much not any of those three items. But if it fell in those three categories, I was like, oh, nope, got to keep it. Oh, nope, got to keep it. So I think I have, like, now, like, 95% of my wardrobe consists of that. And then the other not consisted of is all my police explorer uniform. So.
Mm-hmm. We got to keep shit organized.
See, you should move to Virginia.
Well, hopefully next fall I'm moving to North Carolina, so that's at least close.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah, that's a little closer.
That's not too bad.
But
yeah.
See, if you move to Virginia, then you can work at the jail with me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that could be fun.
No, that's incentive right there.
No?
Woo!
No.
Bueller?
Oh, no. Was it that bad?
Thunder. We thunder into silence.
What?
There she is. Where'd you go?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Angie thought she scared you away.
No, I'm driving, so it's going to cut in and
out.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Good news, Angie. You didn't scare away with your jail talk.
Okay, good. Good.
No,
I was wondering, like, whoa, wait a second.
I'm looking to go into law enforcement, but not until I get my degrees. I'm a school nerd, so I love school.
Yeah, I would be too if school
wrong
was
with
cheaper.
That.
School's
yeah.
expensive, man. Ryan's going to start school. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Going to be going back to school.
Yeah.
And I just watched a frog hop on the sidewalk and take a piss.
That's so interesting.
I've never seen a frog. I've never seen a frog take a piss before. You know?
Well, this conversation just took an interesting turn.
Well, I mean, if you see a frog jump in front of you and take a piss right as you're walking out the door, you need to mention it.
Yeah, hey,
I totally agree.
It hopped
off one of the windows here, landed on the sidewalk in front of me, and left a wet mark.
Be happy, Ryan. We have a colony of tree frogs down here where I live, because I live out in the country of Florida. So if you can imagine what the country is, it's like a 5-mile stretch of road that there's not
mm-hmm.
even a stoplight. So that's the country. And we have a colony of tree frogs, which every night will gather around our swimming pool.
Oh, wow.
They'll do like dives. And then the next day we have tadpoles in our pool.
Aren't tree frogs like the really green ones? You're muffled there, Celeste.
Hold on, can you hear me better?
Yeah, I hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I'm going. Okay, there's like a 20-mile stretch of road that's all construction that I have to drive
uh-huh.
through, and
oh, okay.
I'm going through that right now, so it's probably going to cut it
I
out.
I got you.
But no,
well,
here
fine.
It's pale. Yeah, they're pale frogs. And, of course, their tadpoles don't live because our pool is chlorinated. But
yeah,
it's still weird to walk out there and just see a bunch of little tadpole, like, egg things in the water.
Yeah, I wouldn't want tadpoles in my pool. I mean, just saying. I'm just saying. I don't want frogs living in my pool. You always used to find them in, like, that little suction area, you know, when you go to the public pool and they have that, looks like almost like a flap that goes back and forth and there's like a circular top to it. You pull the top out and you clean the vents out or whatever.
Yeah.
You used to
yeah.
always find, you know, frogs and crabs in my pool at the beach. There's little vent
yeah,
things.
We have to watch those frogs because sometimes we won't put water in it. Like, if it's a really rainy season, we won't put as much water in it because it's going to fill up with rainwater, and we don't want it to overfill.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too low, they won't be able to get out of the water, so they'll end up drowning. And then we'll just have a bunch of dead frogs
dead
in our
frogs.
Pool.
Who wants
so,
that?
Like,
he
every
wants
night,
that? Nobody.
No, so, like, every night I go out there, like, after they've all done their whole mating thing and then make sure that all of them are out of the pool because I don't like cleaning dead frogs out of the pool.
No.
After they're done doing the wild thing in your pool, you can clean them out.
Yeah.
All right, nothing to see here, guys. You're done doing your shit. You know?
move along. Nothing to see here.
Hooking up in your pool.
Yeah.
You know... You know, a lot of times we have these, you know, have these shows, and most of the time we can talk for like a few minutes before our guests come on the show, and we don't really have a chance to get to know each other. Well, I mean, we know each other obviously, but as far as people listening to our show, they don't really know us too well. So I was figured tonight would be a good chance for us to get to like everyone get to know us. They can come back, listen to the show if they want to learn more about what got us into the paranormal. and stuff like that. So I'm just going to ask, starting with Angie first, I'm going to ask you both how you got into the paranormal.
Well, me personally, when I was a kid, I had a lot of experiences. I knew that, I mean, this is going to sound like cliche, but like I knew I was a little different. You know, I kind of saw things that other people didn't see. I heard things that other people didn't hear. I know that makes me sound super crazy. I am a little crazy. And then, you know, trying to find out what those things were always interested me. I had a lot of imaginary friends as a child. And I've just kind of always been drawn to that, you know, kind of the eerier, spookier things. Graveyards never really scared me. I always felt kind of at ease there. You know, my grandma would take me every month. We would go and change out the flowers on all the relatives' graves. That was just something that she did. And, you know, I quite enjoyed that. You know, my first really experience I remember is I was at my dad's house, and I was trying to sleep. I was probably about 5 years old. I was definitely 5. And I looked over, and there was a man sitting in, I had a rocking chair in the corner of my room with stuffed animals kind of sort of around it. And there was a man with a hat sitting in that chair, rocking, and the chair was actually rocking. And it looked kind of like a shadow figure at first, and it scared the crap out of me. So I went and got my dad, and he told me, basically, there's nothing there, go back to sleep, you know. And I laid back down and rolled back over, and sure enough, there it was again. So I put my covers over my head, and I guess I've kind of been on the quest to find out what that was for the rest of my life. But,
wow.
You know, I've just always kind of known things before they happened, or, you know, just always felt things.
How about you, Celeste? Wow.
Mine's not as interesting as that one. my mom was always into the paranormal. Now, I'm 20, so I'm still pretty young. In terms of, I haven't been in the field probably as long as you guys have. I did my first investigation when I was 12 years old. But I had been into the paranormal for probably, I'd say 6 years before that. It was just more research. My mom says when I was a baby, we lived in a house that had several different entities that would make themselves known. I don't remember any of that, but they said that they would to hang out like near our room. So I don't know if that impacted me, but ever since I was little, I've always liked basically looking into the unknown. I'm a writer. So for me to, I look for new things, one that people haven't written about, and two, just things that I don't know. I'm very much a researcher. So when I basically, I guess, found more of the paranormal side, I got drawn to it, if that makes sense, and started researching it, started researching the technology. Went for my 12th birthday, my mom asked me what I wanted to do, and my answer was I wanted to go on an investigation. I checked out as a kid. You wouldn't think your parents would let you, but I was, I'd watch all the shows, not necessarily to learn, but more to see how the technology is used, learn how to use that technology and stuff like that. And then, so on my 12th birthday, I went on an investigation in DeLand, Florida, at a hotel. At that investigation, I ended up having my hair pulled. It was completely suspended to the side of my head and pulled at the roots on command. My older sister went with me. Some of those things, you know, are like all smoking mirrors where they just want you to believe. They're not necessarily there to show you evidence. They're just there to entertain. So we ended up sneaking off away from that team that was hosting it. it was me, my sister, and some other lady who I have no clue who she is. And we were all in this one room, and I kept getting that eerie feeling from the bathroom. And so I was like, if you're in the bathroom, make yourself known, do the knock, trying to get them to entertain. All I had was a voice recorder on me at that time. And then my older sister was like, well, if you're here, if you're in the bathroom, can you tug on my sister's hair? Don't hurt her, but just tug on her hair gently. I felt three tugs that day. One was very light, and I'm like, oh, I moved. The second one was pretty more defined, but I was still like, I probably pulled my hair. The one that really sticks with me is when my hair completely suspended to the left side of my head, and then I felt the tug on the root.
Oh,
after
wow.
that, you could say it was love at first investigation, and I've been in the field
there
ever
you
since.
Go.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. That is very interesting. I'm surprised that they let a 12-year-old go on an investigation. A lot of places won't let kids under 13 or 14 go on investigations. So you're able to go out there.
The cool thing is with that one, because my mom was there, they were pretty cool with it. And then actually after that, I started investigating. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but Ghost Stop here in Florida, it's a ghost hunting equipment store. Cool people.
Oh, okay.
Paul Bradford from GHI does some of their equipment. And then Sean Porter is the owner. They're cool guys. And I actually did a ton of investigations here in Florida with them. I've stayed pretty busy with investigations with them.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Well, man, you guys sound like you've got some pretty cool experiences. Both of you guys with Angie with the guy in the rocking chair and,
So what about you, Ryan?
With her.
What brought you into the paranormal?
Honestly, when I was a kid, I was definitely afraid of the paranormal. I couldn't even have a book of ghosts in my room. My mom got me the Ghost of Richmond book for my birthday, and I would keep it downstairs in the basement because I was afraid the ghosts were going to come out of the book and get me. So, it was bad. Fast forward a few years later, I started watching paranormal shows on TV when I'm in college, and we kind of scare each other while watching the shows, but I started getting into the history part of it, like learning about the people and realizing that each ghost or entity or whatever was a person. They all have different stories. They all lived lives like we do right now. So you watch those old shows on Travel Channel, which were more about history, and they tell this more like ghost stories and not like investigations. So I started watching those, and then started watching Ghost Hunters, and I got hooked on ghost adventures for a long time. Excuse me. I'd watch ghost adventures, and I'd talk about them on Facebook. I can't wait to see what happened tonight on Ghost Adventures. And my ex-wife's uncle saw that I was interested in the paranormal, and he asked if I wanted to join his team. So, all right. So I joined All Seeing Paranormal Society back in 2012. Had my first investigation in about January of 2013. Got my first EVP, and haven't looked back since.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean,
and I appreciate that because you've helped me a lot.
Oh, that's what we do. We help people. I know you've had an experience that brought us together. Why don't you explain to our loyal listener how we got together? Our dozens of fans.
Our dozen of fans.
Our ten. That's right.
Well, so I used to get my, well, the girl who used to do my hair ended up working at the hair salon. And I had a really rough time, you know, when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was in the hospital for like 3 months, I think, a total of 3 months at the end. And so I ended up getting a gift certificate to get like a total kind of makeover done, you know, my hands done, my feet done, my hair cut and colored and everything. And so when I found where she was working at this log cabin, which I thought was really cool. So I went there to get my hair, you know, my little day at the spa done. And when I was there, I saw something. And I had kind of like, you know, like I said, I had always had gifts. And I had kind of put those gifts on the back burner because of some things that had happened. And I looked over and I thought I saw like a dark figure and a girl. Because I was in the back room. If anybody's ever been to the 360 cabin, I was back there and I was actually pumping because, you know, I had just had, I was literally probably like 2 days, 3 days. It was probably 3 or 4 days after having my daughter. And they had put me kind of back in that back room to pump. And like I said, I looked over out the window and I was walking by and I saw that dark figure and the girl over there. And I'd always kind of, since then, I'd had dreams about it, and I'd thought about it, and then I was on your Facebook, and I had seen you had a picture of the cabin, so then I Facebook messaged you, and I was like, hey, you know, I don't care if you're there or not, can I just come out and walk around, you know, just be outside and see what I can feel, and I'm especially kind of the 2 weeks before I had messaged you, I had really started having dreams about it and thinking about what I had seen when I was there. And so you said, oh, sure, come on out. And I think it took us, you know, a couple of days to make it happen. I think I had contacted you like on a Friday and we met up on that Sunday. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest is history. You know, I've been with you and investigating there ever since. Ever since that day, I think we've been together practically almost every day.
Pretty much, yeah. The cabin bringing people together.
Paranormal. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's awesome. Been a crazy journey.
Definitely, for sure. And we're just getting started. You know, and I remember you and I, Celeste, we met up on, what was it, Incubi Incarnate back in the day?
Oh, yeah, like, what, like 2 to 3 years ago?
Yeah. Whew. So for those of you who don't know, I actually had a radio show on the Incubi Incarnate radio station called The Freak Show. I don't think Incubi Incarnate is around anymore, but
no, they're not.
Yeah. No. You were a producer. What were you on there? Like you're like the tech person, helped set up the shows and stuff.
I was the web person. I was the web nerd who was behind the scenes. They kept trying to get me to do a show, but as you guys know, very good in that aspect.
Oh, I don't think you give yourself enough credit because, I mean, last week you did really well asking questions.
Yeah, it comes
with
and it goes.
You've got to let me know when you ask a question because when you decide it's going to be a good day, let me know so I won't be cutting you off every time you try to talk.
Okay.
You know, I feel bad when I do that. All right, let's try something. Starting with Celeste, I want you to give me, then Angie, then me, your top 3 bucket list paranormal locations you have not been to yet.
Oh, this is my favorite question.
Oh, okay. Yikes.
Nice, sexy.
All right. Bryn's Castle is number one. So known as Dracula's Castle, but it's not actually Dracula's Castle. People just call it that, but it's actually Bryn's Castle. So I want to go there.
Cool.
There's an abandoned amusement park in Alaska. Not sure the name. I want to investigate there, mostly because I want to go to Alaska, and it's an abandoned amusement park.
I'm so thinking road trip. The freaks invade Alaska. Huh?
Number three. I would probably have to say Alcatraz. And I know that's weird. That's probably like a very stereotypical thing. I just like the jail aspect. I've done a lot of research into the history of Alcatraz. And while there's no known death, there is a lot of known, like, paranormal occurrences there. So I think that'd be cool just to be locked in for a night, even if there's no activity, just to be able to say you were in Alcatraz for a night.
Yeah, I was there.
Hey, man, don't worry about being stereotypical. All my answers will be stereotypical.
Yeah,
so,
I think mine
are
too.
It's okay. Yeah. All right, and G on J.
Okay, so I'm going to start with number three. And this one's going to be very, very simple to, I think, to accomplish. And mine aren't necessarily places, I don't think, but just, you know, kind of things. Like, I want to go to Salem, like, where the witch trials were and all of that history. So, like, I know, I am 99% sure me and you are going to get that accomplished.
Of course. We'll get in the car.
Yeah.
We'll drive up there.
That's going to be a road trip. The second one, I'm very excited when we go to England next year. I think just visiting some of those castles and some of those places out there, I think that's going to be like that. I'm so excited to do that. And then the number one, which I will get there, we will get there before I die. I want to go to the Winchester Mansion. Like, that
Winchester
is
Mystery House.
Feel,
yes.
Yeah, like, I feel so connected to that place, and I don't really know why. It's just one of those places where I know I need to go there. It's just, I think that it's going to be an amazing trip and a very interesting journey once I get there. And I just, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah.
So
we'll
make
it out there
eventually. They're very stereotypical, like, you know, but I think they're very, very accomplishable things. Also, I want to throw in, since mine are kind of like more generic, like there is, I'd like to go on the, I sent a link on it on my Facebook page, like it is a haunted railroad kind of trail. So it's like you go down the railroad and there's different stops that are supposedly have haunted places. Because, you know, my stepdad was a train conductor. And, you know, so I think that might kind of bring me closer to him. And then also, like, all of the little haunted, like, I'd really like to take some time and maybe once a year throughout my life, go to one of those and just check all of those off the bucket list. And so included in that would be the Stanley Hotel.
Yeah, just don't let them catch you investigating. They'll kick you out.
I'll bleep. I'm doing air quotation marks right now.
Well, I mean, you can investigate in your room probably.
And also, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
just pay for the princess room.
Exactly.
So what's yours, Ryan?
I'm hearing another voice.
I know
it was Kimmy. I'm sorry. It was Kimmy. She was talking to me. She was telling me about her place she wanted to go. Because, you know, Kimmy wants to be in on the show, too.
Well, put her on the phone.
Well, she ran away. She was mad because I was only half listening to her. So she was just like,
oh. Well, next time she wants to let us know, and she'll put her on. Let's see. All right. Where do I want to go? That amusement park in West Virginia. Sounds like fun.
What's it called?
The Indian Chippewa Falls or something. I don't remember what it's called. That's slightly closer than Alaska, so that's probably more doable for right now. It's an eastern state, probably, and Pennhurst. or three are popping in my head, and Pavilia Island as a runner-up.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Those are my
we
locations.
Have a huge bucket list.
Yes, we need to get started on this shit.
Oh,
you
yes,
know what's
going to
be awesome? What's going to be awesome is investigating the second established colony or city in Virginia.
I know.
Rikers
I'm excited. I
Park
can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. We got to go the weekend I come up.
We got St. Albans the weekend you come up. So that's you come up. You're coming up the 10th. We'll pretty much. You come to 10th, and we'll pretty much be driving up to Radford from Richmond when you get into town. Because the investigation's on the 11th, we'll be leaving the 10th. After we put the place of flags in Evergreen for Veterans Day, we'll get in the car and we'll drive to Radford for the event on Saturday.
Is it an all-day or just an investigation?
I want to make it an all-day event. I just got to figure out what to do as far as getting people up there and stuff. And
get a few pair of friends.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Trying to get in touch with people and see if they want to come up. I know Dennis is probably going to be there. See if I can get the Twisted Realm to come up and investigate with us.
Yeah, I'm requesting it off tomorrow, so I should have it off guaranteed.
Good. You know, Holly's been busy. And, you know, she hasn't really been doing much with the network. So I just got to figure out what's going on and who's coming and whatnot. So,
well, you know,
I'll
be there.
Let me know. I'm here to help as much as my schedule allows it.
Yeah, no, I know. We'll figure something out. We'll get like a discussion going here pretty soon about who's coming out and stuff, and because I want to give people a chance to, you know, make plans. I'm like trying to be sending out invitations the week before. Hey, come on, you know. I'm gonna try to start sending out, making an event by September, so people can start planning. You know.
Perfect.
You know, for us it's like, well, we know everyone have a place to stay. You know, you, me, and Angie, we can either stay at my sister-in-law's house, or we could stay at my, or at Amanda's house, probably. But other people, they have to make more of a sacrifice, I guess. You know, with getting a hotel room and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully we'll get a lot of local people to come too. People who've never been on investigations before and stuff. We'll get work out. It'll be fun, though. Always a lot of cool evidence at St. Albans.
Yeah, I'm
for
excited
sure.
to get to go. Cause...
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, quick question. Which is better, Marvel or DC? Angie?
No.
Marvel all day.
I'm with you. I'm a Marvel girl, but I'm also a very huge fan of DC. So I can't knock DC at all. I'm more of a fan of the villains from DC. DC has better villains than Marvel.
What did you think
you
about Suicide Squad with Jared Leto?
I didn't hear what you said.
What did you think?
Oh, did you think Jared Leto as the Joker?
Yes.
I have a problem with the Suicide Squad. So let me tell. First, all hated it. People didn't like it. I personally loved the movie as, you know, for the concept. It didn't follow the original story of how the Suicide Squad came together. Pretty, you know, it kind of deviated. It also, it did not, and this is the only part that really angered me about it, it did not portray the Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship adequately. That's what really got me. You know, that really, you know, he was all about, and I think as far as the way that they wanted the Joker portrayed, I think Jared Leto did a great job. Do I think he would do a great job portraying the Joker accurately? No, I'm sorry, I don't. And I'm a huge fan of Jared Leto. I think he has a very wide range of roles that he can play. But I think he did very good the way that they wanted him to portray the Joker, kind of lovesick and crazy. But should they have gone in a different direction, I don't think he could have done the Joker justice.
See, I'd have
sense.
To disagree on him doing that. I think the way that they did the Jared Leto made it where he was more realistic versus the, and a lot of people, I mean, the clown-like face that the Joker normally has where it's painted on and stuff, that's not as realistic as some guy who has green hair and is tattooed up and down. So I think they were trying to make it more modernized, which I kind of like. I agree, though, they didn't do the Harley Quinn and Joker justice, because, I mean, Joker was in it for, what, 10 minutes of the entire movie put together?
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
he's like the leader of the Suicide Squad. You kind of need him in there more.
Yeah, he wasn't in it very long at all. He wasn't the leader of anything. He was just kind of there. I think he was there just so he could say the Joker's in it and sell more tickets. That's the only reason why he didn't even need
his
to be there
purpose,
at all.
His purpose for being there was trying to rescue Harley from the captivity of the Suicide Squad, and that's not how it is. Like, in reality, the Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship is so dysfunctional, like, he uses her, and he only is a fan of Harley Quinn, or he only wants her around when there's something that she can do for him. He's another one of her puppets, and, you know, Harley Quinn, she loves him, and she's like his little puppy dog, and she'll follow him around until she starts kind of wising up, but she's still in, you know, they still love each other. He has love for her, and he knows that, you know, there's no really anybody else for him but her, because she's his kind of crazy. But if they were to seriously get together, like, the world would just blow up, you know. They have that kind of love, and that's not how the movie portrayed it. The movie portrayed it as he loved her, he was in love with her, he would do anything for her, and, you know, that's not how it is.
Now, the new Justice League trailer,
do you think I'm
has
wrong?
Come out.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I see the new Justice League trailer has come out. Have you guys seen it?
I have not. I do have to ask you, who do they have playing Green Lantern?
Nobody. Green Lantern's not even in it.
Oh, okay, good. I hope when they bring him back, because I'm sorry, Ryan Reynolds plays a terrible Green Lantern.
Oh, he does.
Well, even he admits that shit.
I love that boy. He plays
a great
Deadpool.
He plays an awesome Deadpool.
Yeah.
Not a Green Lantern.
Yeah, no, he even says it. Yeah, it sucked. But, I mean, he's got to work with what he's given, too. If he's given a crappy script and a crappy movie, you can only do so much. You're not going to get an Oscar-worthy performance from Ben Stiller playing Zoolander. You know, you kind of get what you pay for there, you know, and it's just, I don't think the CGI was right at the moment for the Green Lantern movie, what they wanted to do with it. Back
You're
then,
correct.
I'm sure it would be better now, but it's so dark. Oh, my God, those movies, those Justice League, I swear, I saw Angie this the other day, I was watching it with her, I'm like, it feels like I'm watching a video game. I mean, it's so, like, everything. There's no blue sky. It's always dark and black, and I'm like, Justice League. I used to watch Super Friends when I was a kid. It was like, you know, lights, colors everywhere. This is like, don't know.
See, I'm stuck in the, you remember the old television Justice League,
mm-hmm.
the animated series. That's what I
yes,
grew up
friends.
On, and
the
I
Hall
mean,
of Justice.
Obviously, I've read all the comics and stuff like that because I'm a nerd. But my biggest thing is, to me, the Green Lantern is supposed to be black. So for Ryan Reynolds, who is super white, to come in and play it, it just threw me off.
Any
because
incarnations
I think the
of
personality
the Green Lantern,
was off.
You know, they, you know, he's been white before.
Yeah, I know. Just,
but yeah, I, know
I grew up with it.
Yeah. But Cyborg on in the trailer for, correct me if I'm wrong, Angie, but he looks like he's computer generated, which I know he is because he's Cyborg. But I mean, his face, he looks like a cartoon to me.
Yeah,
anyways,
I agree.
When I saw the trailer. I think that they're doing a lot of reshoots too, you know, here. Which is kind of not good. They did the same thing with Suicide Squad. They wanted to reshoot it to make it more funny than it was for Suicide. That's why they started doing reshoots for Suicide Squad. So hopefully they'll fix whatever is wrong with it. But if they're doing reshoots now, it's coming out in November. Shit, I'm wondering if it's going to get pushed back.
Hopefully not. Normally,
you know,
they're really good about it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to the Thor a little bit more.
I can't wait for
Thor.
Yeah.
Have you seen the preview for Thor?
Yeah.
Plus?
I'm not a huge Thor fan.
Oh,
never have been.
Well, I mean, as far as like the Marvel, like Avengers characters, he's probably my least favorite. Not that I don't like him, it's just like down the totem pole. He's like probably towards the bottom.
Oh,
but
that really hurts.
I want to see how he fits, how this all fits into the puzzle that is the Marvel universe. That's the thing. I care about the Marvel characters. I care about what happens to Iron Man, Captain America, Ant-Man, because their characters make you care. I don't care about what happens to Batman and Superman or Wonder Woman. You know, I don't have that bond with them. But I think the fact that we've been watching these characters for so long, since like 2008 with the first Iron Man, 10 years, and we've grown to, like, I guess, have an emotional bond with these characters that when one of them dies, we'll feel it. When someone like Batman or Superman dies, we'll be like, oh, that sucks. Shit. Like, Superman died in the Batman vs. Superman, and I was like, okay. Oh, that sucks.
See, the
for
problem
him.
With, I think, the problem with DC versus Marvel, DC has some great storylines and can help you connect. The problem is they repeat them. Like, there's only so many different ways you can tell the story of Batman. There's only so many different ways you can tell the story of Superman and make it interesting. With the Marvel Universe, it's not the same story repeated. It's a continuous story that is connected through all the movies, starting at Hulk, moving to Iron Man, then Thor, and so on and so forth. So it's like building a lifeline of stories that if you miss one, you really miss an important piece of the puzzle. And so they make it like a puzzle, and it makes it interesting. It's like a series of books. You can only read the same book so many times. I mean, even if you're an avid reader, you read it for the fourth or fifth time, even like the second time on some books, you're kind of like, okay, I know what happens. But with the Marvel, it's a continuous series that just doesn't end.
And I think when DC saw how Marvel was coming out with the Avengers, they're like, you know what, we've got all these properties, you know, Wonder Woman, Flash, you know, Aquaman and Cyborg. Let's put them all together. Let's not have any backstories. Just put them all together because we got to compete with Avengers here. We're going to put them all together. We'll do Batman vs. Superman as the origin story. And we'll show videos of them in Batman vs. Superman. And we'll put them all together. And instead of having a movie for each character, those are the movies after the Justice League. So we got Wonder Woman, who's got her origin story movie. But then after Justice League, they'll have Aquaman, Batman, and The Flash. After the Justice League, because they want to compete with the Avengers.
Yeah, they're trying to get it out before the next Avengers movie.
Yeah. And then hopefully they'll take hold, and hopefully that will convince the fans to go out and see the standalone movies. Because everyone's going to see Batman. I mean, they don't even need to worry about that, but, I mean, I'm not so sure about an Aquaman movie. I know Jason Momoa looks good. But,
yeah, he does.
But, I mean, is that enough to go see an Aquaman movie?
Yeah.
I'm sure we will. I mean, I'm sure we will go see it. I'm just saying, as far as, like, it being as popular as, you know, I'd rather see Ant-Man 2 than go see Aquaman 1, personally.
Hey,
I love Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. I do,
Ant-Man
too. I was
awesome.
Just saying that today.
Exactly. I mean, that's
okay,
one of my favorite Marvel movies. Doctor Strange.
Very important question. Very important question.
Very important answer.
Team Stark or Team Cap?
I was
all
too dark.
Yes, okay, we're all in agreement.
I refuse to pick a side because I think that the whole premise, I can see the reason for the disagreement. Like, I can see the antagonist and I can see them. But I think it's just ridiculous to have a superhero fighting against another superhero like that.
But it's,
I mean,
so cool seeing it on the big screen like that.
Oh my God, what?
It was so cool seeing it on the big screen like that.
I mean,
yeah.
I agree. And the limit, there's no limit to the, you know, scripting and what could happen with all the, you know, the powers and the things that they have at their fingertips. But, you know, I think that they're both being ignorant. You know, they could come together, and I think that it's wrong the way that they're going about it. I really do. So I refuse to pick a team and pick a side. I don't think it should be happening. I think that, you know, and I do think, though, that Stark did Cap dirty. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I feel like he
done
on him dirty. But I'm not saying I'm on Cap's side either. I'm just saying Stark did done him dirty.
See, I honestly think that a lot of the reason why they have this fight going, and I know it's in the comics too, so it's been out there.
Yeah,
it's also a representation of our current situation.
World. Yeah.
Our world, we're all divided. So
absolutely.
Even, and no one can seem to get along, and it may be a stupid reason, such as the Stark-Cap fight, but no one can seem to see eye to eye. And
yeah.
So it's just continuing to tear the teams apart.
And see, you're exactly right.
Think,
and that's why I disagree, because I feel like these are the people that are children and that we look up to and that we're using as not just like our superheroes, but our kids are using this as our heroes. And so it is mimicking what's going on in our world. So we could have done so many more things to build the world up in a more positive manner using these superheroes. That's what I'm kind of, you know, I want to see how in the movies and how they end it and how they, you know, it comes to a head, because I want to see how it gets resolved. But I feel like instead of taking that part of the comics, there's so many more storylines they could have enhanced and they could have made movies about. I'm just disappointed that they chose this one.
Civil War is a big piece of the puzzle, though.
It is.
I agree. I feel like with the way that our world is, there's more positive things that we could have done.
I think Civil War is probably the best financially as far as interesting.
I agree with you. I see why.
Leading up to Civil War, and then eventually the Infinity War to bring them, you know, back together again.
Like you said before,
comics have always been a reflection of society. You know, it seems like with what's going on in Charlottesville, or even these rallies with around the Confederate statues in different cities around the country, it's coming back. Whose side are you on? You know, another example of art imitating life. You know, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to come back together again. Like, we're hoping to come back together again in the movies, you know?
Another thing is a lot of the comics, I mean, you can see the Civil War in the comics as well, and they're all based, I mean, years ago these were written. So, and at that time, back then, people were divided as well. All the movements mm-hmm. were happening, women's rights were getting stronger, African-American. So, while we're seeing it connecting nowadays, it was connecting back then too, which means everything makes a full cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the world can make a full circle and bring it back to peace. Because, I mean, basically life is you can tell through history that history repeats itself a lot.
Yes.
So what's relevant now was relevant 20 years ago.
20 years ago,
30
yeah.
30 years ago. And it just came back.
Now,
hey, it's not relevant.
Well, history
is
routine,
though. With all the Confederate monuments and stuff, it was relevant in the 1960s. Like, we're going backwards. You know? I mean,
we had people marching through Charlottesville
with torches. But there's always something. There's always something that leads up to it. Those marches didn't just happen overnight. There was a bunch of little things that added up and ended up, you know, we ended up with what happened this past weekend. So, I mean, it's just like comic books. Little things, you know, different movies, everything added up to get to where we are in Civil War. It's just funny
how art can
imitate life.
And a long story short, we're all Marvel fans.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly. And then,
exactly.
Did you watch the? We watched the Infinity War preview together, didn't we?
Yeah.
Angie.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh my god! It was shot in a movie theater.
I know. Oh, I can't.
Insane.
2018,
when I saw Civil War with fucking Guardians of the Galaxy in the fucking
same. I love.
Oh
Groot.
My gosh. Fanboys
Groot.
Out.
Baby Groot.
I'm excited. It's gonna. I turned. Found out it's gonna be teenage Groot that's in Guardians of the fucking Infinity War.
I'm so excited.
I like Baby Groot,
and
so I want one. If
Baby
Groot figure out
so
how
cute.
To make a Baby Groot that
he
doesn't
so
grow
cute.
Up, I want one.
He was so cute. I want like have a pet Baby Groot. Just hold, like,
you
just
don't like
feed him and stuff. Feed him bark, whatever fucking Groot eats. I don't know what he eats. Like,
feed him bark.
I mean,
he's a tree. That would be cannibalism.
That'd be cannibalism.
I don't know what they eat. Grass?
He's eating himself. He eats water and soil.
I think, I mean, You're probably right. I mean, I've never fed a group before. I'm just guessing. I'm shit spitballing here. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind having a full-grown group just so, you know, he could, like, lift me up and, like, I don't know.
I think that'd be scary, though.
I'm sure I can,
like,
find an when having a full-grown Groot, I wouldn't know where he would sleep. Sure. I guess he'd sleep in the backyard. He's a tree, so, you know,
yeah,
he'd
be
all right outside.
Yeah, I would be scared because he'd be like, I'm Groot, and he'd be like 100 feet taller than me, and I'd be like, I'm Celeste.
I would need that. I need to have a
yeah,
rocket as a translator, which would be annoying because I don't think I could live with Rocket.
No,
he
I couldn't either.
So. Oh, did you guys see I got Mantis's autograph?
No,
oh,
are you serious?
Yeah, my bestest friend in the entire world got it for me from SuperCon down here in Florida.
Oh, you hear that, bestest friend in the whole entire world?
What?
Well, I'm not in Florida, am I?
I told him. I was like, you hear that, bestest friend in the whole entire world? I need some autographs. He needs to work on that.
Well, shoot, I can give you Celestia's autograph. She's a co-host of the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show.
Hey,
she's,
I can't wait.
There we go.
I can't wait. I want her autograph.
You know, I cannot wait for the Paracon that Celeste is setting up for us to come down to in Florida in January when it's freezing up here.
Right?
Yes,
that used to be a thing that happened.
You better get started on that, Celeste. We need an investigation
the
to go on in
awesome
Florida
Paracon.
In January.
It's
yes.
going to be in December
be
for my graduation.
Okay, that's even better.
Make it a thing. There we go.
Yeah.
Graduation.
Yeah.
Who knows what weekend.
Ignore the loud noise.
Is that a fart? Sound like a fart.
No, it's the screen door to my house. My door is locked. And I have two hands.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what is your favorite piece of evidence that you've gotten so far on investigation? Celeste, you go first.
That's hard. Probably.
That's what
you
said.
I've
oh, yeah.
Gotten...
I went there.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I go down to a hotel in the Florida called the Gulfstream Hotel. Cool hotel. And there's a room there that this guy tends to say he wants to do mean things to women. So I would say
Ooh.
Probably some of the EVPs that we've gotten from that room would probably be the funniest and coolest. Just because I'm immature and that makes me laugh.
That's pretty good. How about you, RJ?
All right, ask the question again because I missed part of it because the earbuds fell out of my ear.
What's your best piece of evidence you've caught so far?
So I personally have not caught much evidence because, like, I don't take I don't hold recorders. I don't, you know, like, do stuff like that. I think one of the best pieces of evidence that I have heard or that I've experienced is that one when we were in the back of the cabin in the back, far back woods of 360,
mm-hmm.
and we got that What's Up EVP. Like, that one, I was like, wow, because there was only four of us there, three of us were females, you were the only male, and that is a definite male voice, and it's not yours, and it's very loud
mm-hmm.
and very clear. And then I think another, and it's not really evidence that can be proved to anyone else, but I think some of the best things that I get is when, and it's not really evidence, it's just kind of like, I was looking at some pictures that one of our friends had done an investigation of like, I think it was like a mental hospital or some hospital or something, and like I started getting feelings when I was going through the pictures, and I could not let them go. Like, I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted this person, and I was like, hey, I saw these pictures. Can you tell me about? And I described three different scenes or scenarios that I felt and I saw, and he was like, hey, yeah, you know, that's exactly what we felt and what we saw, And, you know, I think that to me is the evidence that I like when I have personal experiences and they're backed up and validated by other people or things that actually happen
mm-hmm.
around me. And then the third one I like is when I was leaving, me and you were leaving the cabin that night when the team was there, the other team, and they said, someone said, bye, Ange, and they actually got it and
yeah.
said it to us, and I heard it. Like that, I love that piece of evidence. Like they, you know, the ghost on 360 acknowledged my presence.
That's
I appreciated
awesome.
That.
Well, I mean, obviously they were sending you messages, you know, through your dreams wanting you to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it makes you wonder, since maybe they knew we knew each other, like barely knew each other, but maybe they were trying to, you know, get you to come out of your shell, come out to the cabin, and, you know, join our world, so to speak, our para family, as they say.
Yeah. It's one of the best things that's ever happened to me was listening to that inner voice that told me to go back there.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad you did, for sure. For sure. You know, I think some of my best evidence, you know, my favorite piece of evidence is not from the cabin, although I get some really good places and stuff from there, but it was my first EVP where I took the earphones out of my ears and looked at them, you know, mouthed the words, what the fuck, put it back in, and listened to it again. It was at my dad's girlfriend's house up in Powhatan. I had left my recorder running while we were outside having a smoke break, and I caught what I can only describe as Indian chanting on the recorder, clear as day. It's not like you can't tell what it is. It's just perfectly clear. That was probably my favorite piece of evidence. And of course, you know, every piece of evidence I catch it, the log cabin, it's just, you know, gravy for me. I mean, I love it. I love every time I catch a cough or hello or anything at that place, I'm like, you know, always excited to get stuff while I'm there. Do you guys have any questions you want to ask of each other and, you know, me or whatever?
Flexible, do you have any?
Do you have any questions? Like, can I get to know you questions that you want to ask of me and Angie or, you know, or?
Let me think. I got to come up with a good one.
Yes, because you're getting graded on this, so better be a good one.
Yeah,
right. We're getting graded on our answers, so
exactly.
We better get it together.
This is a chance for yeah, exactly. We have like one or two people listening to the show. We got to make sure we're good, you know.
All right.
No pressure.
So this one, if you could meet any person in the paranormal, so whether it's para-celebrity or someone that you know about, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll let Angie go first.
Oh, come on now. Give me a second. All right, I got to think. You got to give me a second to think about it because that's a great question. There's so many good people out there that,
you know,
I know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm
curious to see who you.
I would love to meet, and I mean, is it alive or dead, or does it matter? Like, is it one of those questions where it's just anybody?
Yeah, anybody. Whether
you hear me? Yeah, I thought my daughter just came in, and she was so sweet. She gave me a kiss on my cheek, but her knee hit the phone, so I was like, oh God, did it cut them off?
Oh,
no,
it's anyone. So whether it's a celebrity or just anyone that you know about or that you're like online friends with, Alex and His honey don't count, Ryan. Sorry, because you're going to meet him next year. But anyone else?
Well, I'm going to say them anyway. You would want to meet me. Thank you very much.
Well, then. Number one, first person that I'm super interested to meet in person because we're Facebook friends and I really love her and I value her opinion and like you, Celestial, at her young age, she's just seen and been through so much. You know, both of you guys seem very mature for your ages, but Helena King, like I just cannot wait to go and meet her face to face.
We just thought I couldn't say that.
What?
I said Helena. I couldn't say. Alex and Helena.
Oh, see, I didn't hear you because Kimmy hit my phone, and that's when I couldn't hear anything. Everything went dead for a minute. So that's when I thought
that
I
was
lost
after.
You guys. So I didn't hear it.
Yeah, so Alex and Helena don't count because you guys are seeing them next year.
Okay, sorry. All right, then Ed and Lorraine Warren. I really would like to meet them just so I can, you know, get a feel and, you know, see if really what they have been through. Because, you know, they can tell things on the camera. But when you're face-to-face with someone, you know, you can really get a good feeling of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll be honest, there are some things that I think are just kind of bullshit. I'm just going to put that out there. Like, I respect them. I think they're great people, but there are some things that I would have to be standing in front of you while you're telling me the story so that my internal lie detector could be like, okay, that fact might be a little bit of bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that horrible? That's horrible, isn't it?
No. I mean, that's how you feel. There's nothing horrible about it.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
if you sat there and believed everything
you
heard, it's like, you know, I mean, if they were to tell you like, oh, well, yeah, the devil's living in your dresser drawer, like, oh, you're Ed and Lorraine Warren. You must know. I mean,
yeah, no. I don't believe everything that they've said or that has been put out, but I still, her as the psychic or paranormal person that she is and the things that they have done and the people that they have, you know, helped. So I would like to sit down and pick her brain and pick his, you know, and do that.
Yeah, I mean,
how about
that's,
you?
That's really cool. You know, this can sound really bad or really kind of, like, generic or whatever, but, you know, I've met Kenneth and Race Chasers. I've met, you know, Brian Cano from, you know, Haunted Collector. But honestly, I like to, because I've, you know, he was one of the first, like, real paranormal shows I was really into. I'd like to meet Zach Bagans or Aaron Goodwin. Goodwin, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I mean, I know people have a poor opinion of Zach, and honestly, I don't know him, but I do find his show entertaining, and I think he'd be a fun person to sit down and talk to about some of his adventures, his
ghost
adventures.
You know,
the ghost
hunter guys. I would love to meet the ghost hunter guys. I think that, you know, the way that they go about it being kind of skeptic and trying to disprove rather than prove sometimes, I think they're, you know, they would be great people to sit down and pick their brain.
Yeah, I think so too. How about you, Celeste?
What about you?
Okay, so going kind of off of, and I'm friends, mentioned Paul earlier. I'm friends with Rob Demarest from GHI as well. Probably one of the people I'd want to meet just in person, because I've connected with him like online and stuff, would be Dustin Perry.
Nice.
I mean, I've connected with him via Twitter and stuff like that, but I've never actually like met him in person. I think it'd be cool to finally meet in person, kind of thing. Trying to think of who else.
I think Scott Grimwald would be someone I'd like to meet too.
He is so much fun in person.
We've had him on the show. I mean, when you have Scott Grimwald on the show, you just kind of buckle up and just kind of, you know, you see what happens next type of thing.
Yeah.
He pretty much takes over the show when he comes on. You really don't know what you're going to get. One time
I met him.
And he tried.
she tried calling Jennifer Love Hewitt on the show. I'm like, that was fucking freaky. So how'd you meet him?
I met him at Mineral Wells Peraton.
Oh, okay, yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah, he was there for that weekend.
I remember that, yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I've met quite a few people there, actually.
Christina Rachel's great, too. She's awesome.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. We need to have her back on the show sometime soon.
Absolutely.
But anybody else? From either one of you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, at this point, I haven't met as many people as you guys have. So I pretty much, anybody who's willing to sit with me for a minute and let me pick their brain, I'm willing and I would love to meet and talk to, you know? Like,
yeah.
I just want to learn.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why we do this show, is to learn and to talk to different people in the paranormal. I mean, it doesn't have to be a celebrity. Most of the people we talk to aren't celebrities, you know, but I mean, I like having different teams come on the show, or just like last week when they had those had the brothers, okay, they're doing the paranormal documentary on YouTube. We give teams a chance to give people a chance to come on and talk about themselves and promote themselves, and being able to learn from them is part of the reason why I enjoy doing this show so much. I like giving people the opportunity to come on and get to know each other and learn from each other and stuff like that. That's why I'm very happy to have you guys on the show with me.
I'm just happy you asked.
Yeah. It's all about learning and getting to know different people, different teams from around the world, from around the country. Everyone likes to talk about their evidence. Everyone likes to brag about what they've got, you know. Because every piece of evidence that someone has caught is special to them. Because they went through all the trouble to catch it. You know, and it's cool to give them opportunity to talk about it. And having the people here, their EVPs and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes we're able to get celebrities like Scott Greenwald, or Celeste got us, we got Rob Demarest on the show. Then we got,
he about maybe had a heart attack.
Yeah, we've had some people from Ghost Mind come on the show. I mean, it's cool. It's a cool opportunity to just really kind of expand the horizons, our horizons, and talk with people. What would you like to see as far as guests and stuff in the future, Celeste and then Angie? Then we got to wrap this up.
Like, who I would like to see or what I would
like
to see.
Like what kind of shows you want to have? Like, what would you like the future of the show to be? Like, you know.
That's hard because we do so much. I mean, we do movies. We do everything. Something I would like to kind of do sometime maybe is maybe do, like, a paranormal roundtable.
Okay.
Where
nice.
It's, like, multiple teams, not just one team.
Well,
I don't know how we would do that.
Because, I mean, that'd be tough to have, like, 4, 5, 10 different people all talking on the phone. I could see different people, you know. We've done that before. We've had maybe 5, 6 people doing a paranormal round. I did an all-female paranormal round table one time. I'm talking about, you know, investigating as a female and stuff like that. You know, it'd be cool to have, like, maybe a gay paranormal round table. I mean, I know it sounds weird to say or funny to say, but have like different homosexual members of the paranormal community come on and talk about what it's like to be gay in a paranormal. You know? And maybe something interesting. Maybe they have some interesting stories to tell. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
How about you? Yeah. How about you, Angie?
You know, personally, I would like to try to get, and I know it's hard because first you have to get the, you know, the loyal listeners, but I would like to have more interactive things going on, like maybe have someone on who can do some remote reading, someone who can do some cards for people who call in. I think that would be really exciting. But first, like I said, first you have to get the people who are willing to have that done for them.
Well,
you have to get the interactive
part. You need to advertise
part.
That, too. You need to advertise it. And you need to, like, say 2 weeks from now we're having, I don't know, so-and-so do a tarot reading, you know, and just start making it, planning it out. So by the time it happens, everyone's super excited about it, you know. We can't be like, oh, well, you know, this Monday night we're going to do this. So we should really pump it up and really, you know, advertise it and get people excited about it. So we've had people come on the show and do readings, and we've actually had people call in. And I would like to have people more interactive, but I can't screen phone calls while I'm running the show, you know. So if Cole, I can get you, Angie, to come once you learn how to use this studio to screen the phone calls. And I could screen the phone calls. We need someone to either be talking or screening, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I can't do both. I can't have dead air while screening a phone call, you know. So, but I think those are really, really good ideas. I think we should. I mean, I like to get into the Facebook Live, not Facebook Live, the YouTube Live, like we did on Wednesday, you know. All of us get
oh my God,
all,
that was so
all,
much fun. That.
You can all see each other. I mean, have you done that, Celeste? Getting on and maybe do some YouTube live videos for the show.
The freaking old computer show.
Do you have a webcam on your computer?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We can try that out one time. We can do a test show. And, you know, and we can invite people to do that. And then we can reach an even broader audience that way, I think. I mean, I like the idea of expanding the show from beyond paranormal to talk about movies like we did today, talk about comics and stuff like that. Or doing shows about comics or movies, doing a movie show. They talk about upcoming movies that are coming out, do movie news and shit like that. I think that'd be fun. But my throat is starting to hurt. I think we're about done. We'll wrap this up. We will not have a show on Monday because we're going to be on vacation. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, can't wait.
Oh, heck yeah.
So we're definitely not going to do it Monday.
No, I think it's just too hard to try to get back to the house to do a show. I think I haven't had a week off from the show for, shit, I don't know, about 5 months. It feels like, so it'd be nice to have a nice
take a night off, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and I think I realized that probably 2 or 3 people are going to need therapy because they're not going to hear our beautiful voices on Monday night, which I'm going to assure you, freaks out there, we'll be back. You know, just stop kind of hyperventilating. Breathe, okay? Everything will be fine. We'll take a little hiatus, and we'll be back. And we'll be freakier than ever. I don't know who we're going to have on the show yet. We'll have somebody. I look forward to having you be back on Monday the something. All right, what day would that be? What's today, the 10th? No, it is that 10th. It's the 14th. So 21st.
Yeah.
24th, 31st. No. Supernatural News. Woo! Okay.
28th, right?
Yay!
We're back with Supernatural News.
Hey, will I be on that night? Hold on, I'm looking. Oh, I hate this. All right, let's see. You said the 28th. I'll be on the 28th. Woo! I'm excited.
Yay! So we'll be back here. Same freaking
just
time.
The three of us.
Hey, you can read Supernatural News. He's just the three of us. Oh, yeah. Unless I... So we'll be back on Monday, August 28th, with a brand new edition of Supernatural News. Don't forget, August 25th, the fourth edition of Living Paranormal Magazine is coming out. I wrote an article
can't
about
wait.
Black-eyed children, and our friend Laura from Nova Spice wrote about the skinwalkers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Alex King wrote about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Alex King wrote about Jack the Ripper. So it's going to be a
nice.
Very interesting magazine for sure.
So, got anything? You guys got anything else to say? Anything? You guys got anything else to throw in there before we sign off?
Nope. Just be on the lookout because we're going to be doing some really fun things. And, you know, when we're at the beach, we're going to be going to the lighthouse. And so keep a check on Ryan's Facebook page so you
yes.
can watch his Facebook Live videos. Because you never know what you might find. You were just looking at a video the other day and you caught an EVP in it. So while we're at the lighthouse in North Carolina, there could be some things going on. You never know.
Yes, definitely keep an eye out for that. We'll be doing that, and for sure.
And like us.
Keep a lookout, guys. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Let's get Freaky 10 on Twitter. I'm going to try to be doing more with that. Thank you.
Tell them about the investigation next month.
Oh, we're having another public investigation at the log cabin. This time it's to benefit my friend John Wells. He's been dealing with cancer. All proceeds that we were able to get will go to him and his family, and hopefully help him pay some of the bills off. Every little bit helps. So, yeah, that's all I got. Thank you, girls, for coming on. I know we did a long show this time, but I think we needed to do what? I think we needed to do that. This time.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I think we need more time to come on, just talk to each other instead of being cut off halfway through a conversation. We've got 90 seconds left. Thank you, girls, for coming on, and thank you, listeners, for listening to us. I hope you learned some cool stuff about us.
Thank you, Ryan, for doing this.
Hopefully, we weren't bored out of your mind.
Yeah.
No problem.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, I definitely had a good time with you girls. And look forward to seeing you guys again next month or a week from Monday.
All righty. Have a great night, guys.
Awesome time.
Can't
good
wait.
Night. Good night, guys. See you later. Stay freaking awesome.
Later.
Stay freaking awesome channel. As always, good night.
Peace.